When you were a kid, what were your goals for your adult self?
I didn't have high aspirations. It was a lot of challenge in the household I grew up in. I had a brother who was mentally ill, and my parents struggled. We also didn't have a lot of resource, so it wasn't even a thought that I would go to college. But I always knew that I had something in me that would enable me to do something meaningful, what I was supposed to be doing when I was being of service in some way. How do you think that understanding that you have of me and what my life was like as a child, how do you think that's brought you forward?
I don't even know if you remember this. I was in like middle school or high school, somewhere between, you know, 7th grade and 10th grade. So my relatively annoying years. And I had gone upstairs because I didn't want to eat the family dinner. And I just wanted to talk to my friends upstairs. And I was on my computer doing homework. And you Skype messaged me. You were like, "Hey," I'm like, "Oh my gosh, like, what do you want?" What? And you were like, "How do you define success?" I was like, "It is 8 p.m. on like a Thursday. Why are you asking me this? Like, I don't." Do you remember this conversation at all?
Perhaps. Yeah. Vaguely. Yeah.
I said, "It's just doing your best. I don't know. Like, success is doing your best." And you were like, "No, it's not." I was like, "What do you mean?" "What do you mean? No, it's not." And you were, I don't remember your exact words, but you essentially said that to you, success was not doing your best in everything, like not putting 100% of your energy and effort into every single thing you do, because if you did that, you would get burnt out and exhausted, but it's being discerning about where you want to put your energy. That stuck with me.